This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Chag L'Hashem Machar. Bez Hashem, we should be Zoyche L'Machar. It should be a Yom Tov. But I want to share with you one brief point of Iyun, and then we'll try to learn the next Amud. Okay. The Mishnah L'Melech in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, Parak Beis Halacha Dalet, has the following suffix. He says, Nistapakti. We know that Yibum, you can only be Koina Yavama with Bia. Yeah? The only way to be Koina Yavama is with Bia. You cannot be Koina Yavama any other way. Kesef doesn't work. Shtar doesn't work. So you have to do Bia. Now we know when you're Koina woman for Kedushin, you need Eidos. You need witnesses. How about when you're, let's say you're Koina a woman with Bia. Not a Yavama, a regular woman. Avada, you need Eidim. Of course. Same way Kesef needs Eidos and Shtar needs Eidos, Bia needs Eidos. What about Bia by Yibam? A Yavam who's Koina Yavama, do you need Eidos? So Mishnah Melech is Mesupik. Nistapakti Bahad Kaimelon to be Yavama in a Koina Elba Bia. Kamaimra Akasov, Yavama Yavaila, the Kaimelon. We hold like Rav, Bain Bishagig, Oibe Mezid Kana. Iba inam bebia zu edim dumya de kedushin de alma de kaimelan hamakas bloy edim in kedushin kedushin. Idilma kihechi de xeris hakosav will be yavama, just like it's xeris hakosav by yavama. Shahayu shneim shoygegin ayanusim, the same way if they both did it b'shoygeg, if they both did it b'oynes, even if she was sleeping kana achanami neima de yavama feel deleke edim kana. This may be Yibam is special because we know if you do it b'shoigeg, b'mezid, b'oynes, even if she's sleeping your kaina, maybe you don't need Eidim. So the Mishnah L'Melech says, I saw l'harav shotei ha-giboyrim, soif perak b'shamay, shekasav, b'shem riaz, v'chein nira b'einay, shem loy konas ha-yavam yivimta, if the yavam was not konas yavama, v'loy nisyached ima b'eidim, let's say, he didn't marry her. He didn't do bia be'edim. Ushneya moedim shaba b'loy ede yichud loy niknes la b'isa bia. You're not koina with that bia. Kinyan gamar. Ve'ena yachal apodra b'get b'loy chalit. So you can't just give her a get. Because the same way kedushin and gerushin need edim, yibum needs edim. So the Riaz says a very interesting chiddush. That for yibum, the edos needs... The bia needs eidos. Why? Just like kedushin, ein davar shebe erva pachas mishnayim. The Mishnah Melech himself had a shaila. Maybe because you're kind of b'shoigig, b'meizu b'oynis, you don't need eidos. No, the Mishnah Melech says you need eidos. He quotes the Riaz and the Shilta Gevurim that you need eidos. So the Rajba in Shalos Teshuvos Rajba Chilek Dalet Siman Shin Chaf Ches, he brings a shaila. He says, this is such a good question. On Nun Ches Amud Aleph, we had the sugya of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, and we had a following dilemma. Because in order, we say that when a woman says Amen, she says Amen that she didn't go into Stira as an Arusa. So the Gemara said, what's the case exactly? An Arusa doesn't drink the Saita waters. Elamai, she drinks the waters when she's in Nesua, then the guy did Chuppah and Bia. He lived with her when she was under suspicion, but then he's not cleansed from sin and the Saita waters won't work. So the Gemara says, he lived with her, she had Bia as an Arusa. And then he did Chuppah, and then she went into seclusion. So then the Gemara says, but a parallel case by Shemeres Yavam, he lived with her before the Yibam, but then she's a full-fledged Yavama. Says the Shoyal and the Shalos Teshuvos HaRashba, why can't you say the following case? If you hold that Yibam needs Eidos on the Bia, just say the Yavam did Bia to the Yavama without Eidos, so he got her before the Boyal got her, but he didn't do Nisuin. In other words, he didn't do Nisuin. Why? Because there's no Eidos. In other words, we have this dilemma. he can't have relations with her after, because it's not Venika Ha'ish. He would be guilty if he does that. He can't do Yibam before, because then she wouldn't be called the Shemeres Yavam, because Bia is Kaina. So says the Rajva, just say he did Bia without Eidos. And according to the Shulte Gibayrim, Bia without Eidos is not a Kenyan. So if it's not a Kenyan, so he's not a Yavam. She's still a Shemeres Yavam. Says the Rajba, Oyd beparak habal yivimtoi b'shmaita d'yeish chupa l'psulois. D'dayik tamuda d'chavasei gavei shemeres yavam shaba aleha yavam b'beis chamiya shemeres yavam karasla v'zeh pele d'haba matzilu ukmi kagon shaba aleha b'lei edim v'hi moide. She says, I'm moide, he lived with me. And therefore, the Baal got her before the Baal got her. However, he didn't live with her be'isser, because he lived with her before she was mazana. So the Rajba says two terutzim. Number one, mazu kosho. What kind of question is this? If he's not koina her with edim, va'akati shemeres yavim gemurahi, then she can't drink. Why can't she drink? Because the bottom line is, you only drink the waters if you're in a sua. And you need to be tachas isha. So if he did bia and he wasn't koina, it's not tachas isha. Else you say you did chupa. There's no such thing as chupa by shemer siyavam. He says, mazu kushim, enoi koina isav bia, shaloi be'idim. If you're not koina with bia without edim, akati shemer siyavam gemurahi. Is a Shemeres Yavam capable of drinking? It should say it's a typo. Tachas Isha Veleka. Uba'inan, you need, now and moreover, that I understand, you need Tachas Isha. And you need him to live with her before the Baal. You need the Baal to live with her before the Baal. He's not the Baal. He's Tama, a stranger. You're right, he lived with her before the Baal. But it's not that the Baal lived with her before the Baal, because his Bia did not make him a Baal. Uba'inan shekadma shchivas ha-Baal v'leka da'akati la-Baalu sh'arei lo'ikana. However, the Rajba disagrees with the Shulte Giboyrim and the Riaz entirely, and he says, besides that, in my opinion, you don't need Eidos for the Bia of a Yibam. Why? Umiyu loichein ani medame shetehe yivama tzricha edim. I hold that a yivama does not need edim. El afilu ba aleha beinoi lebeinoi, even if he lived with her privately, kana yizkan her dezu ishahi shehikno lemin hashamayim. This is the woman that has been kana to her min hashamayim. Right, we had that svara before. Where did we have that svara? In the notes, they quote Yevamos lametesa min aleph. What does the Gemara say over there? Yevamos lametesa min aleph. Let's see over here. Lametesa min aleph. Nope. What was the svara of Yevama Hikna lemin hashamayim? That was the reason why he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. That was the svara the Gemara said. That, in other words, God gave this woman to him. There's nothing he could do about it. So the manner in which he acquires her is not required of Eidos. Ukidemuchach nami b'masnisin the Yevama she'amra loy nevalti. So basically, this is, a fundamental yediya. Whether Yibam needs Eidos on the Bia is Machlokes Rishonim. The Mishnah Melech is Mesopik. The Shulta Gibarim says yes. The Riaz says yes. The Rajba says no. The Rajba says even if you did need Eidom, it would still not solve the great mystery on Nun Tesam and Beis. Again, the mystery is, the Gemara seems to be troubled. How do you have a case of Shemeres Yavam drinking the Soita waters? Because ultimately, if he had Bia with her, he's Koina. If he didn't have Bia with her, you need Kadma Shchivas Baal Labayal. So the simple solution would be he lived with her without Eidos. The Rajba says, first of all, she would not be able to drink because he's not the Baal. Second of all, that's not called Kadma Shchivas HaBaal because he's not the Baal. Okay, so that's the point of Ion for Nun Ches, and I would like to do Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.